VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russia has detained an American citizen on suspicion of spying. Russia's Domestic Security Service issued a statement Monday naming Paul Whelan as a suspect. They said he was arrested in Moscow on December 28th and charged with espionage. At least three people have died and three others have been injured in a gas explosion in the Russian city of Magnitogorsk on Monday. According to the Russian Emergencies Ministry, the explosion happened at about 3 in the morning local time. 79 people are believed to still be trapped under the debris in minus 26 degrees Celsius temperatures. The partial U.S. government shutdown has entered a second week. Democrats will take control of the U.S. House this week, and they say they have a plan to reopen the government. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Days ahead of taking House control, Democrats are introducing a package of bills that would end the partial shutdown without approving money for President Trump's border wall. An aide says the House is preparing to vote on the package Thursday as one of the first acts after Democrats retake the majority. The package would include a bill to fund the Homeland Security Department at current levels and also have other bills to fund departments that are now closed. Democrats are all but certain to approve the package, but it's unclear whether the GOP-led Senate would consider it or whether the president would sign it. He continues insisting on border wall money.
President Trump acknowledged Monday that not all of the barrier he wants to build along the Mexican border would be a concrete wall he has long called for. In a tweet, he said, "On an all-concrete wall was never abandoned, as has been reported by the media." He was disputing John Kelly, his outgoing White House chief of staff, who said in an interview over the weekend that the administration discarded the idea of a wall. This is VOA News.